When you think of baseball, you can't help but think of Babe Ruth. Born George Herman Ruth, the Babe was the most recognizable athlete of his time and is a legend still to this day. He set countless records, some of them still unbroken. His career began with the Boston Red Sox, but in 1920, Babe began to play for the New York Yankees. He led the Yankees to 7 American League pennants and 4 World Series titles. In 1927, Babe hit the highest number of home runs in a season, 60 in all. "Drive," he said. "I'd never had a gun held to my head before, but it only took me a heartbeat to realize what the strange, cold thing at the nape of my neck was. I panicked and hit the gas." "Not too fast," growled the voice from the back seat. "We don't want to attract any undue attention." I didn't want to look in a rearview mirror for fear that I might see the eyes that went with this terrible voice. Today, we tend to think of lighthouses as either cliched tourist attractions or romantic structures outlined against the sunset. Early in our history, though, lighthouses were critical links in the economic infrastructure that made it possible for us to become a nation. At the time, a settlement needed a steady stream of food, manufactured goods, and human capital to survive. A lighthouse was also protecting a primary food source for the entire community.
Hi, I'm Mark Smith, and thanks for listening